This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A deal allowing the export of Ukrainian grain from Black Sea ports that was due to expire on Saturday has been renewed. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan made that announcement on Saturday. Reuters' Edward Barron has more.
A deal allowing the export of Ukrainian grain from Black Sea ports that was due to expire on Saturday has been renewed. It follows days of talks brokered by Turkey to extend the agreement. Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan announced the renewal on Saturday, but he did not disclose how long the extension period was for. Moscow said it would not object to the deal being extended by 60 days, while a Ukrainian official said the parties agreed to 120 days. The pact was brokered with Russia and Ukraine by the United Nations and Turkey in July. It was designed to combat a global food crisis that was fueled in part by Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February last year.
Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. Russia's president has traveled to Crimea to mark the 9th anniversary of the region's annexation from Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Russian President Vladimir Putin visited an art school and a children's center in the Black Sea Peninsula. Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014, a move which provoked global condemnation. Though much of the world has denounced the annexation as illegal, Putin has shown no intention of relinquishing the Kremlin's gains. Instead, he recently stressed the importance of holding Crimea, stating Russia will do everything needed to fend off any threats. Putin's visit comes a day after an international court issued an arrest warrant against him for war crimes. I'm Karen Chemes.
Damaged buildings and rubble covered streets in the city of Pasahi on Saturday in Ecuador after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake struck the southern coastal region. At least four people were killed, one in the city of Cuenca and three in the town of Machala. VOA News. Iran's official news agency reported Saturday that an Iranian court has handed out death sentences to two men over an attack on a Shiite shrine in Iran that killed 15 people in October and was claimed by the militant group Islamic State. A judicial official said the two men had been found guilty of charges, including spreading corruption on Earth and acting against national security. The official IRNA news agency added that the sentences can be appealed. Members of the U.S. Congress are still grappling with a potential legislative response to the abrupt failure of two U.S. banks. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Lawmakers are questioning what went wrong that led to Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank to collapse.
Nerves are certainly frayed at this moment.
Senator Ron Wyden chairing a hearing Thursday on Capitol Hill, scheduled to talk about the debt ceiling, but it included the bank meltdowns. Virginia Senator Mark Warner.
Where was the bank management? Where was the regulators? Both state and federal.
President Biden has called on Congress to strengthen the rules for banks imposed after the 2008 meltdown, some of which were lifted during the Trump administration. But Republicans in Congress say laws are already in place, but regulators didn't do their job. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United States, its Western allies, and experts shone a spotlight on the dire human rights situation and increasing repression in North Korea. At a UN meeting, China and Russia denounced Friday's meeting as a politicized move likely to further escalate tensions on the Korean Peninsula. China blocked the U.S. from broadcasting the informal Security Council meeting globally on the internet. That decision was criticized by U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield as an attempt to hide North Korea's, in her words, atrocities from the world. She said Beijing's effort was in vain because the meeting will be made public and the U.S. and many others will continue to speak out against Pyongyang's human rights abuses and threats to international peace. Russia, China, and Iran have completed a three-way naval exercise in the Arabian Sea that included artillery fire at targets on the sea and in the air. This according to the Russian Defense Ministry. On Saturday, the exercises took place off the Iranian port of Chabahar. They took place as the Russian president prepared to host his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping, in Moscow for a three-day visit starting on Monday. Burundi has declared a national public health emergency after polio was detected in a four-year-old and two other children who'd been in contact with that child. The polio outbreak is in Burundi's first in more than 30 years. The landlocked African country is preparing a vaccination campaign to start in a few weeks. Marissa Melton, VOA News.